It is Wednesday, December 9th, 6:30 UTC time. On English, we have Sean, Barack, Dave, Daniel, Behran, Ephraim, Usman, Mustafa, I'm sorry, Brahim, Usman, Mustafa, Ephraim, Gabriel, and Mwendwa. On the French channel, we have Tijani Benjema, Abdel Jalil, Wafa, Norbert, Michel, and we have apologies from Baudouin Chombé and Sarah Kidden. Aziz Ilali will join us in about 10 minutes. He is a little bit late. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Yesim Nazlar, and Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters tonight are Claire and Isabel. And if I might remind you, please, to state your name when you speak so that we might be able to identify you on the other channel. And same thing for the French channel, of course. Thank you very much. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good evening. I know that I am not Aziz Ilali, but I will fill in for him to give him some time to get here. We have, he is actually welcoming people, leaders of ICANN to prepare the Marrakesh meeting. You have the agenda on the right on Adobe Connect. And I would like to start now, because I do not see any hands raised. I assume that the agenda is adopted. So let us first start with item 2 for our public comments. So you have links. The first link for public comments, the ones that are open, and then on the other side you have excuse me, I think Aziz has come. I have just started and I am reading the agenda. We actually adopted the agenda already, and I said that we would move on to public comments. So you can actually go ahead. Thank you very much, Tijani. So, excuse me, I have a problem with the sound. I cannot interpret. Just a minute. I'm sorry, this is interpreter, but I'm trying. However, Aziz needs to be interrupted because of his sound. So if you could just be patient just for a minute. Thank you. As he's speaking. Gisela, do you think this is better? Thank you, Aziz. I think this is better now. Okay, as he's speaking. So thank you for that. Hello, everyone. I am very glad to be with you. Thank you, Tijani, for having started without me, and I would like to apologize for the delay. The first point has to do with public comments on the preliminary report on a GNSO policy development process to review all rights protection mechanisms in all GTLDs. The second point has to do with removing the contract, the debt make contract. The third point is also another public comment consultation as far as the implementation of new GTLDs. The fourth point is a directive for the development of the rule sets, the label generation rule sets. The fifth point is the implementation of the inter-registrar question. This is part B. And the last point has to do with volunteers as far as the GTLD marketplace false index proposal. As you know, we have an important number of them and a number of comments and volunteers, and so we need to study the market in that area. That's all I had to say on the first point. If nobody has anything to say, if nobody wishes to raise their hand, I will move to the third point as far as the reports are concerned, and we will start, as usual, with the recent activities, ALAC first, and I will give the floor to WAFA, if WAFA is here, so that we might find out in about 5 minutes what they have done with Buran. I'm not sure if they are present. I think we have WAFA. I'm not sure about Sean. WAFA, Sean, go ahead if you would like to take the floor. WAFA is apparently speaking, but she cannot be heard at this point. WAFA, are you there? So if we do not have WAFA, then let's have Sean speak at this point. Sean, are you there? Are you able to speak? Sean?
Sean?
Hello, this is Buran. I think Sean said at the beginning of the call that he'll only be on audio. He won't be able to speak.
WAFA, are you able to speak? We needed to check what is going on. So star 7 on your phone to unmute. Wafa, we cannot hear you. If you are speaking, star 7 to speak. Okay, Wafa, we can hear you now. Wafa speaking. Hello, everyone. What I wanted to say, as far as the last discussion that we had with ALAC, is that I think that what we need to have is a face-to-face meeting in order to speak one last time about ICANN accountability, as others have proposed. But I think that we have not yet decided on this. Can you hear me? Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Wafa, you can go ahead. You can be heard.
Yeah, this is true.
So what I wanted to say...
Hello, can you hear me?
What I wanted to say is that we have not yet determined whether we would be having a face-to-face meeting. But it is something that we would like to do. That's really all I have to say on that point. Thank you very much, Wafa. Tijani, would you like to add something? We will not talk about the transition right now. This is something that we will address later. Yes, even though I did not attend the ICANN meeting, the ALAC ICANN meeting, I know that we are very busy at this point with the approval of the candidates for the Consumer Trust Review Group. Several candidates asked to be validated, to be approved, and so tonight there will be a meeting on that point. This is one of the groups that are very important. Of course, all groups are important, but we are, the selection process is a very strict process. We want to make sure that we don't approve of anyone who may not contribute enough, who may not advance the interests of end users within that framework. So that's what I wanted to say on that point. Thank you. Yes, Wafa, go ahead. Wafa speaking. I just wanted to add, as far as that group and the endorsement of these candidates, we determined that each RALO put forward a name and that it would be based on the ALC's proposals. And Afralo made some proposals, name? Yes, exactly. Thank you very much, Wafa. That is exactly right. I sent a message and we proposed Brand's name for that position. What I would like to suggest at this point is that we move on to the next point as far as recent activities. So is there anyone who would like to address their local activities? Tijani raised his hand. Go ahead, Tijani. I would like to actually talk about the previous point, Aziz. I would like to point out that Baran was selected to be part of the group that will select or that will decide on which candidate to approve for the Consumer Review Group. So Baran will work with the ALT, with the XCOM group, the previous XCOM group, so she will be with the leadership group, and she will be in charge of approving candidates that will be picked for this consumer review group. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. So let's go back to RALO activities. So I will now give the floor to Philip for the Ivory Coast ALS that he is in charge. Hello, everyone. Philip speaking. During the Africa West Festival, there was a presentation that was organized with some workshops on internet governance. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Philip. Is that all? Yes, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to mention that it went very well. We had a round table with different representatives. The AFRINIC representative was there. There was a representative from ALAC. There were people who spoke to internet governance. Désolée, l'interprète a vraiment... I apologize. The interpreter really has a hard time. I cannot hear anything.
I'm really losing the audio, yes. This is sure for the record.
Thank you very much, Philippe.
Hello.
Tijani, were you asking for the floor? Who is speaking, please? Okay, we have the ALS from Morocco.
Morocco.
We have a conference. And there is an important presence in Rabat, in Morocco. And they told us that it was an important event organized in the school. We have also on the 22nd and 23rd of December, we have an activity about diversity. This is the third activity. And we have received on last Sunday three vice chairs from the meeting from the Arabic and region and the stakeholders, the global stakeholders, and we will have a meeting about policy development. We have three steps organized. One in Casablanca on domain name. We had a meeting with the private sector to speak about the domain name industry. We went also to Marrakesh yesterday. We had a meeting with people from Marrakesh University to speak about the participation of the ICANN meeting, which will take place in March next year. We are preparing the next meeting, next ICANN meeting. We had a very good reception until now. And there was, we will have a conference for local people. And another meeting. Is there someone who wants to speak about their activities? Who is speaking? Tijan is asking for the floor. Okay, Tijan is speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. My ALS participated to the forum which took place in Manette in Tunisia. It's a yearly meeting with a very active participation. I was in charge of a panel. I organized it with speakers. We had three ministers invited. Only one came, but... And the ITU was also, the representative of the ITU was also there. So... We allocated more time to this panel because of the interest of the public. I think our ALS was very active. We also participated to the general report, and I'm finished. Sean, is it you speaking, Sean? Do you want to take the floor?
Yeah, this is Sean, but the audio is
okay,
very
Sean,
bad.
I'm going, I'm just a minute, I'm going to tell Aziz that you wanted to, okay, just a second.
So, can you hear me, can I speak now?
Yes, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so I think I was asked to talk about, I don't know what the item is now. Are we on the, the activities of ALAS? And am I now to talk about the CCWG? Because I really miss it, that 15-minute discussion for the audience.
Sean, you want to speak about CCWG? Aziz is saying that it is not the moment. Please, can you wait a little later?
I have a very bad audio for you,
Sean. It's very difficult to understand you. I'm sorry. Okay, I give the floor to Aziz. Okay, Aziz speaking. I'd like to say that today, this afternoon, we were received by the economy, the digital economy minister about the next meeting in Marrakesh. It was a very positive meeting. For next ICANN meeting, and the minister told us that this ICANN meeting and two other meetings that will took place in Morocco, a digital African meeting and another meeting, are very important for our region. Now, we are going to move to next item. That is to say, any other business. And no, items for a discussion. I'm sorry. We are going to speak about okay, we are on the item. Four items for information. I'm going to give the floor to Mohammed. to Tijani and Sean and Baran. First, we are going to speak about IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, ICG. And we are going to speak about Cross-Community Working Group. Mohamed, you are with us on the English channel. Can you hear me, Mohamed? Mohamed, can you hear me? Okay, if there are no answers from Mohamed, we are going to move to the next item from items for information, and this is the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability, CCWG, and Shen is our expert. So, Shen, you have the floor. There are some problems with Sean connection, so we always have the same problem in Afralo teleconferences. So, waiting for Sean, I'm going to give the floor to Tijani, who will speak about the CCWG. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz.
Thank you very much, Aziz.
Tijani speaking. The CCWG on ICANN responsibility has finished its third report and it was sent to public comment on the 21st of December in a few days. And then we will move to the second report. We need to move from the governance model with only one member, with a sole member system, because ICANN is a corporation without members. So what we propose for the second report, it was only one member representing all the community, but after the public comment, we decided that the best was to use the sole designator system or sole designator model. That means that all the community will act through this designator. Unique designator, sole designator for all the community. This model, this governance model is better because it will not give all the rights, all the statutory rights to the member. So the sole designator won't have those rights. He will only have the statutory right to nominate the board members through the statute of our corporation. We are working, so we will have other rights, our powers for our community. This will stay in the next report, but thanks to the bylaws, the community will have the possibility to have more powers, and this will also give us the possibility to recall or to sue the organization if we can't reach an agreement with the board. For example, for the review process, independent review process, because the community, in the case of the escalation process, for That is to say, first a request, then the approval of a forum, and then if we can't reach an agreement, we will discuss in a forum, in a community forum, and then if we can't reach an agreement, we will send a message to the board, and the board will have to accept. If the board doesn't accept, we will move to the next step. We will use other means, as the independent review process with an independent panel, which will statute on the issue and which will take a decision that the board will have to accept. If it's not the case, the community has the power to sue the board, and it is a very important difference between the second and the third proposal. We will go from a sole member with all the statutory rights to a sole designator with the same powers, but that we will have, that will have more consolidated powers through the ICANN statutes. So those are to the ICANN bylaws, I'm sorry. So those are the changes. If you want to have more details, you can read and make some comments. Everybody can make comment on this issue, and each comment will be read and taken into account. So please read that and make your comments that will have an impact on our decision. The African voice is very important. It will be heard. If you don't make any comment, we won't be heard. The African voice won't be heard. What can I say? What else can I say about those proposals? As I say, the public comment is closing on the 21st of December, and afterward, it will be finished. We won't make any more comment, and we won't be able to complain. So I think I'm finished. With what I said, I think you can go and read those comments and add your own comments. Thank you very much, Tijani, as he's speaking. It was very useful to hear this summary. We are following that work, the CCWG work, and I hope there will be some more comments. Aziz, Tijani speaking. Afrolo will have a comment, will make a comment, and this comment will be submitted to Afrolo, so we won't have much time. We will try to prepare something and send it to you. ALAC will also make a comment. ALAC will have to approve or disapprove the proposal. It is an organization that is in the charter of this group. So the opinion of the organization is very important for our proposal. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani, as he's speaking. We have Michelle asking for the floor. Michelle, you have the floor. Yes, good evening, Aziz. Michelle speaking. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you very well, Michelle. Okay, thank you. Okay, I don't know what Tijani said. It was a summary, or we need to make a comment on what Tijani said. Yes. You can make a comment if you want, Michelle. Yes, because it is true that I've lost two calls, and I couldn't follow in a coherent way all the changes, and I'm worried about this sole designator question. Could you please Well, it is true that we will be able to react through our comments, but as ICANN is American rights structure, is it possible to see if it's compatible with their laws? When we say member, sole member, we will give him a power and he will work in the ICANN interest. Can I answer, Tijani? Tijani is asking, can I answer? Yes, as he's speaking. Please, Michelle, are you finished? Yes, Michelle speaking. I am finished. Okay. Tijani, you have the floor, please. Thank you, Michelle, for your question. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you. Michelle, I told you that we have changed. The second proposal was about the sole member. Now we are working on the sole designator. This designator has statutory rights only to nominate and to recall the ICANN members. The rest of the powers come from the bylaws. The bylaws, these are the powers that were in the second report. They are still in the third report, and they will be exercised through the ICANN bylaws. But at the statutory level, the sole designator will nominate and will recall the ICANN members, nothing else. So your fears are not related to this version of the report. It is finished. We are not in this system anymore. It has changed. Okay. Thank you very much, Tijani. Michelle speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Tijani. If there are no other questions, we are going to move to the next item, and we are going to give the floor to Behram. We are going to speak about something that is very important for Behram, that is to say the review of the update at large meeting schedules for new meetings A, B, and C. What will change for ALAC? Because as you know, we will have meetings A, B, C from Marrakesh on. In Marrakesh, it will be the A meeting. Behram, if you are here, you have the floor, so you can explain us how it will work. Behram, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Claire. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to make this very quick. It was supposed to be a presentation of all the meeting schedules, but we don't have much time. So since the meeting, the upcoming meeting we'll be dealing with will be meeting A, I chose to put that up on the screen. The reason I wanted you to look at it is because I know we're talking about outreach, and we're also talking about, we discussed during the Afralo showcase meeting, organizing committee, we've discussed a lot of things which I have incorporated in this schedule. So I want to quickly skim through the schedule very quickly, just to go through the day so you'll have an idea of what is planned for meeting A. Now, meeting A will be the six-day meeting. It will start on a Saturday and end on a Thursday. And this meeting for ALAC would normally be like a normal ICANN meeting, so to speak, because a normal ICANN meeting does span 5 to 6 days. But there's a big difference here with this schedule. We have the same sessions that we have on Saturday, which is the strategy session. We also have some working groups that we've input in there. The whole schedule has taken into account about 6 working group meetings. Now, the reason why you will see these working groups separate, standalone, rather than running concurrently, is because we've realized that a lot of people participate in different working groups, and therefore we need to run the working groups separately on separate time slots so that that person can be able to attend both working group meetings. So for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is mainly ALAC strategy sessions and ALAC regional leadership sessions. And then we also slotted in ALAC with the RALO secretariat's meeting on Sunday afternoon. Now, on Monday, it will be mostly the welcome remarks for the president. And then you'll see a slight change in the schedule. We actually have two public forums for this meeting now. We have a public forum on a Monday, and then we have a public forum on a Thursday. The public forum on a Monday will be Monday afternoon, as of now, Monday evening, from 5 to 6:30. As of now, that's where it's slotted in. Let's remember that this is a new meeting strategy, so the meeting is dynamic. We have a lot of high-interest topics on Monday, and then we have the opening ceremony at the beginning of the day. Now, what you will realize is starting from the Saturday, you have capacity building, which I slotted in the beginning of each day. Every morning, we have an hour of capacity building. Now, I want feedback from this meeting. From the last meeting that we had, we discussed capacity building for incoming NGOs that we may invite. I would like to know the status of that, perhaps from Aziz or from Tijani, and they'll be able to maybe clarify this 1 hour capacity building, whether it's necessary every day or whether it's just a specific day. If we move on to Tuesday, we have some regional meetings. The regional meetings are the RALO meetings, that is for AP RALO, the 5 RALOs. So what I've done is for each meeting now, I've actually allocated an hour for every single RALO to meet at every single meeting. So we have a lot of outreach on Tuesday. The reason I moved the outreach to Tuesday is because it was slotted in for Saturday, but the feedback we got was nobody's going to be at work on Saturday, no schools will be open on Saturday, so therefore the outreach was moved to Tuesday. It was going to be slotted in on Monday, then we realized the welcome ceremony and the public forum. So then it was slotted in to Tuesday. So we have outreach where we'll be actually taking a bus and going out to the community and engaging them on ICANN issues. We will now need to decide where we want to go, what we want to discuss, language barriers, how will we deal with translation. These are all things that we would need to discuss and agree on, and we don't have much time. I'm going to quickly skim through. So on Tuesday, I slotted in the showcase. And then on Wednesday, we have some working groups. We have a meeting with the board. We have another RALO regional meeting, and then the wrap-up. And then we have a gala on Wednesday evening. And then on Thursday is the day where we actually meet with the cross-community, with the rest of the community. So whether we choose to do it in a form, we could attend the working groups, that is the CCWGs, the CCWGIG, or we could also invite other communities into our at-large and have meetings with them. Then we have what we normally have at the end of every meeting, the at-large team leadership meeting, which is the exco of ALAC, and they will meet, and then we will have the closing public forum at the end of the meeting, and then we'll have a public board meeting and a wrap-up cocktail. So I guess what I really want feedback on is whether the gala is still good on Wednesday, whether the regional showcase is still good on Tuesday, and whether we're still having those capacity buildings sorted in during the course of the week. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sean. I'd like to take the floor.
In just a minute, I'm going to ask Aziz.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Behram. As he's speaking, I'm going to give the floor to Sean, but before, can you hear me? Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, we can hear. Yes, we can hear you. Okay.
Thank you, Behram. Thank you, Behram, for your presentation. I would like to just answer your questions. As far as the gala, as you know, we will have a gala dinner. The Telecom Regulation Agency will put it together. It will be on Wednesday night. As far as the showcase, actually, we just decided on the date today. And since we asked, or since certain persons asked to be present, we need to actually have Brian and the staff note that the showcase will occur on Monday at 6:30. That's the first point. Secondly, I will let Tijani and others make remarks as to what Brian just talked about. We do not have a lot of time based on the agenda. We are already late. But there is a committee. It is called the Marrakesh something committee, Marrakesh meetings committee, I think. And that committee is devoted on that subject. So who would like to speak? Sean, I think. Sean, you can go ahead.
Yeah, this is Sean for the record. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sean. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Beran, for the presentation. I just want to get clarification on the first item that you mentioned about the capacity building. We want our capacity building. Has it been confirmed that the timing we selected does not coincide with any of the newcomer sessions and also the fellowship money sessions? Because I also think some of the fellows and newcomers may want to participate in that session. And the other thing I think we have not confirmed is what the capacity building is, what the target group for the capacity building is for. Are we actually engaging the newcomers, or we are actually engaging the ALSs and so on and so forth? I remember that Barack sent a call to the list for ALSs that will be present at Marrakesh. That is the intent of the capacity building for that set of people. I think we need to clarify that so that we can know whether the one now will be worth it, or we just use it for other things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Aziz speaking now. Who would like to answer that question? I actually have another question. Tijani, you do? Okay, go ahead. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much. I also have a question for Brian. What are the data that she used in order to put together this schedule? Because if I understand correctly, the working group that she's working with is considering the type of outreach that we will organize, especially as far as the B meeting is concerned. I think that group was supposed to think about that. This was not a group that was supposed to be planning the meetings. And so we need to make sure that the database or the data that is used is adequate, because we can't change things, you know, constantly. Thank you. As you're speaking, thank you very much. I appreciate what Tijani just said. However, many things are included in Brian's schedule. So I would like for Brian to answer the question. Brian, if you can go ahead and answer our questions, that would be great. You have the floor, Brian.
Thank you, Aziz. My line dropped right before any of the questions were asked. I could hear the questions in French, but my AC wasn't so clear. I know Sean asked a question and Tijani asked a question. Perhaps they can just indulge me and ask it really quickly again so I can quickly answer. I know we don't have much time. My apologies. My line dropped.
Okay, I will repeat the questions that Tijani asked. The question was the following. There were certain points that have been planned out by Baran that has to do with certain entities such as FRLO, ALAC, and so forth. Now, as far as the ICANN week, is this a general plan for the ABC meeting? Tijani would like to know whether Baran is speaking about ICANN 55 and specific entities, because this is, you know, the work applies to different entities. Go ahead, Baran.
Thank you, Aziz. Yeah, if the answer, if the question is this scheduled for meeting A in Marrakesh, yes. But this is a tentative schedule, and it's likely to change. We're still waiting for input from the board. They are yet to release their schedule. They are doing so on Friday, and that will also impact our schedule. We have also not confirmed that the ALAC has not, or should I say, haven't voted on the schedule yet. So things are likely to move around a bit. It has been presented to them. We're waiting for final feedback from them. So if the question is this the final schedule for Marrakesh? The answer is no. It is likely to change. It actually just changed. Aziz gave us feedback that the showcase is moving from Tuesday to Monday. That's a huge change. So it is not a final document. Thank you.
Thank you, Baran. I'm not sure that you understood the question. The question is whether Baran is in charge of planning ICANN 55, the meeting, the 55th meeting. Alan would like to speak at this point. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank
Can
you very much.
Can I just answer that before you give Alan the floor?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify, I am not in charge of planning any meeting. I am merely just putting together the meeting structure as chair of the meeting strategy working party. With regards to the details of the meeting itself, I am not in charge of that. That is solely under the organizing committee. Thank you.
Very well, thank you. Now, Alan Greenberg, you can go ahead.
Thank you very much. Two quick points. Although the question, it wasn't the question that was asked, but I'll answer it clearly anyway. Meeting schedules are always in flux and are changing up until the very last moment. Various things happen. People's availability changes and other things change around us. So the meeting, there's never a final schedule until after the meeting, to be quite honest, because there are changes that are often made during the week. There are just things out of our control. So I think that's important to understand. In terms of meeting planning, the person from the At-Large Advisory Committee who is the key person is Leon Sanchez. He's done the last two meetings and has done an excellent job. And he works primarily with Gisela Gruber on staff to do the meeting arrangements. There are other people who are involved. I'm certainly involved as chair. And there are other people who get involved in specific aspects of it, but that's the main group that looks at the detailed meeting planning for specific meetings. Now, Baran has led the group that is looking at overall meeting strategy, and therefore she will be involved, even if she doesn't know it. But she's not the key person who takes responsibility for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan, for this clarification. As he's speaking now, we only have a few minutes left. So if you agree, we will skip one of the points that we had. And move directly to ICANN 55. I don't see anybody opposed to that, so we will skip IGF 2015 and move to our discussion topics. So, as far as ICANN 55, I already spoke a little bit about it. We welcomed three of the chairs in Morocco recently, in order to prepare for the meeting, we went to three different cities in order to involve regional and national leaders in the meeting. There were three conferences. I was part of some of them. We had a meeting just today with the ministers. Tomorrow we will meet with a regulation agency. The hotels have already been reserved. Several hundreds of rooms have been blocked. And everything is filling up. So if you would like to get the list of other hotels so that you can communicate that to other people, whether I can, you can go ahead and ask.
Okay, I'm waiting.
We already have a committee in place. There are invitations that are being prepared, and we already have a committee set in place for all of those questions. Several members of the government are aware that this is going on. It is being received very positively. There is another meeting going on, not directly an ICANN meeting, but a meeting that has to do with investments in Africa and so forth. Now, if you don't have any questions on the preparations for the meeting, we can move to our last point, the showcase. So there are four main activities that we need to address. So first of all, encouraging different associations to become ALSs. As far as a training, I remind you that we have a committee, an AFRALO committee, that is in charge of this. Finally, we are working with the staff to plan a budget. That's it. I want to stop here. And I would like to give the floor to people who have raised their hands. I see that Michelle would like to speak, so go ahead, Michelle. Michelle, speak in. Thank you, Aziz. I just wanted to know something. Earlier it was suggested that we might have an opportunity to Aziz, please repeat your question. We couldn't hear you, Michel. There was an idea at one point that was suggested to organize a meeting between AFRALO and our ministers. Is that correct? Aziz speaking. Yes, that meeting will actually take place on Monday. It is a high-level meeting. Michel. No, Aziz, that's not what I'm talking about. We had talked about something different. This is not the high-level meeting I'm speaking to. We had talked about the opportunity to organize a meeting between the ministers and the AFRALO members. It would be an opportunity to present the issues that the community is faced with, as he's speaking. Yes, okay, I understand your question. I think, Michelle, that we already pondered on that and realized that it is very difficult for Afralo to meet with the ministers. However, we could try and be involved in a special meeting. That's what we called it, a special meeting for the African ministers. This would be a meeting with the organizers, and Afralo would have an opportunity to speak or to address certain issues during that meeting. That will be our goal, to define what the needs are, to define what we need from the ministers within our organization. Michelle speaking. Thank you very much. I understand. Are there other people who would like to speak at this point? Anyone?
Yeah, this is Shane from the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sean.
Yeah, like what I was saying the other time was that we need to be clear on what we want to use the capacity building, 1 hour capacity building.
Interpreter speaking, I cannot understand anything. I think several people are speaking at once.
Wow, okay. This is Sean. Do I have the floor?
French interpreter speaking. I'm sorry, but someone was speaking in French at the same time as you were, Sean, so I missed that. As he's speaking, there are activities in Morocco, in Chad. I know that there are several things going on, but they are not necessarily being communicated. So I would like for you to look at the wiki page so that we can find out exactly, or you can find out exactly what's going on within the different ALSs. I am very happy to see that there are so many activities. And I ask Sylvia to make sure and always update our page. It is very useful. Does anybody want to speak? Who would like to speak? Yes, Tijani, I would like to speak. Tijani, I would like to speak. Go ahead, Tijani. So Tijani speaking. Within the CROP program, I was involved in the AFRINIC meeting in the Congo, Brazzaville. And I think that that meeting was a great success. ICANN was involved, and certain people were representatives of ICANN, and I actually did a presentation on Afralo and the ICANN in general. I talked about accountability and what ICANN is doing in that area. I think that the involvement was great. There were many contacts. Networking was useful, and many ALSs were there. So I think it was a great success. Thank you very much. As he's speaking, thank you very much to Jenny, and congratulations for all of the work that you have done in order to grow our region. I would like to thank everyone else who is working at the local level. I would like to also thank the staff, Claire, Isabel, and the Secretariat for their work and their support. Thank you again, and goodbye, everyone.